after reviewing the tape, some of what I thought after the game rung too true. I thought our guys competed extremely hard, played every second on the clock, played it right up until the end. There were some things that we obviously can do better in all three phases. Had to play smarter to finish on the right side of that. Didn't do that. Those were things that, for the most part, we control. You know, offensively, just some simple communication things. Defensively, got to get off the field on third down. A lot of what they did at the line of scrimmage, you know, was really positive for most of the night. Didn't handle the quarterback draw. We had some different things that were in the game plan to help that. We just didn't execute it. And then special teams, a lot of really good things, but a couple of things that obviously the muff punt, the penalty where you push the offense into a backed up situation. Those are things that we got to be better in. Good news for us is we can control a lot of that. We got to get better this week. A huge opponent, really good football team, rivalry game, one that our guys and staff will be extremely excited about being ready for and going down to Tuscaloosa and competing. It's a really good football team. Starts with the quarterback, super efficient playmaker as well. He's got dynamic playmakers around him defensively, obviously front to back, really good. Athletic, have the ability to rush the passer, can do that with pressures, can do that with just their front four and got good cover guys on the back end. So big test for us, one that we're excited about though. Hendon and Tyon and Kate are probably, you know, day-to-day at this point. We'll see as the week unfolds where we end up with Hendon. And I don't think it's a long-term injury. You know, his status for this week, we'll find out as we go, though. I don't care if you're the backup quarterback, the backup center, the backup D-tackle, the backup safety. You prepare like you're the starter. That's the tough thing about sports. It's a really tough thing about the quarterback position because you never know when your opportunity is going to come, and you better be ready for it. You look at the running back position for us as a whole, we haven't had a lot of consistency where we've had the same guys on the field every single week and had, you know, the top two guys probably in Tyon and Jabari at the same time. It's been a little bit of a mash unit. Guys have continued to step up and go compete when it's been given their opportunity. When I say we need to play smarter, you know, for four quarters, each guy can't take his turn of being off, you know, one time. That just kills you in a game that's, you know, limited opportunities. And so for Hendon, he's going to continue to grow. Believe that. He prepares in a great way. His teammates care about him. His teammates believe in him. That's been a big part of why he's been able to grow too. Good teams, good players got to continue to get better. We're going to continue to give practice squad looks. We're going to continue to go good on good here. I think the bye week for us, it's a one-week season this week. And then bye week, you got to make sure that you get your guys' legs back underneath them and make sure they're ready for the final run.